29 minutes after the hour. Here's a new thing, a digital COVID vaccination passport. It's being developed by health and technology companies, so governments, airlines, and maybe others will be able to ask people for proof that they've been inoculated. A coalition including Microsoft, Salesforce, Oracle, and the Mayo Clinic says this will enable individuals to get an encrypted copy of their immunization records that can be stored on smartphones and easily scanned. It can also be done on paper that can be scanned and verified. This is Friday on First Light.
Stay home, stay connected, stay informed with Como News on your smart speaker.
Como News 1000 FM 97.7.
I'm Amanda Factor. Here's
Como
the top
keeps you connected to your world and the latest on the fight against coronavirus on the radio, online, all the time. Como News. Stay connected, stay informed. The Northwest's news station, Como News.
Good morning. Como News time is 4:30. I'm Eric Heintz in the Como 24/7 News Center. Coming up, FBI warnings about new threats of violence in Washington, D.C. prompt airlines to increase security. It's 45 degrees with cloudy skies in downtown Seattle. Now here's ABC.
Security continues to tighten in Washington, D.C. 5 days from President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration, says ABC's Aaron Katursky.
The FBI believes last week's assault on the Capitol emboldened extremists who plan to return and pursue more violence.
We're concerned about the potential for violence at multiple protests and rallies planned here in D.C. and at state capitol buildings around the country.
FBI Director Christopher Wray said the concern is the proximity between government officials and people with guns.
The FBI says over 100 people have been arrested so far. More than 70% of people who responded to a new ABC News Washington Post poll say President Trump bears at least some responsibility for the violence. President-elect Biden introduced his nearly $2 trillion economic relief plan Thursday. It would include direct payments of $1,400 to most Americans. Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles opens today as one of the largest mass vaccination sites in the country. So far, nationwide, over 11 million doses have been administered. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Como News 1000, FM 97.7.
Como News time is 4:31. Here's the top local stories we're covering for Friday, January 15th. Earlier this week, the FBI released a bulletin warning of armed threats to all 50 state capitals ahead of Inauguration Day. On Como, Patrick Quinn spoke with an FBI agent in Seattle.
We're on heightened alert in Seattle and across the state.
Mark Nichols, assistant special agent in charge of the FBI in Seattle, said they've stood up a command post here in Seattle and talked with sheriffs and police chiefs, readying the region for what he knows could be a contentious week.
We are really dialed in. We're watching things we need to be watching. We're strategically working together, leveraging technology.
After last week's storming of the nation's capital, according to an FBI bulletin this week, there are armed protests planned at all 50 state capitals leading up to and on Inauguration Day. But according to Nichols, there are no specific credible threats here at this time.
We just need to recognize that there are boundaries to our rights, and those boundaries are illegality. And as law enforcement, we will respond to illegality.
Patrick Quinn, Como News.
Those FBI warnings of violence in Washington, D.C. prompt airlines to increase security on flights to and from the Capitol. Como's Joe Moreno got reaction from travelers at SeaTac International Airport on temporary changes, including a ban on guns and checked bags, and zero tolerance for any disruptive behavior on planes.
Masks are already required to fly commercially, but after a rowdy group of passengers refused to wear them on a flight back from D.C., Alaska Airlines is doubling down on enforcement. Extra flight attendants are being added to support compliance. Limits are being placed on ticket sales to and from the D.C. area. Passengers must stay in their seats for 1 hour from takeoff or landing near the U.S. Capitol, and pilots will be ready to divert to the nearest airport over disruptive behavior.
Part of me kind of sees why they would do that, but like at the same time, you know, there's certain restrictions that are kind of questionable.
American Airlines will also maintain its suspension on alcohol sales for D.C.-bound flights.
Most of these security changes will expire a few days after the inauguration is over.
That's Como's Joel Moreno reporting. Como News time is 4:33. Washington National Guard members are traveling to Washington, D.C. this weekend ahead of Inauguration Day. More than 370 members will be there to help with patrols. Governor Jay Inslee's office says the governor will not attend the inauguration due to concerns over COVID-19. Como News time is now 4:34. Como traffic, we check it every 10 minutes on the 4s. From the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center, here's Jay Phillips.
In Seattle, northbound I-5, just north of the West Seattle Bridge, watch for a couple of vehicles on the right shoulder. They're a bit close to the fog line. In North Seattle, the First Avenue Northeast intersection at North Gateway is again closed by Sound Transit crews until about 5 a.m. They've got about another half hour to go. And it looks like we're clearing in Montlake Terrace. Overnight, two right lanes of northbound I-5 were closed between State Route 104 and 220th. Those lanes are opening back up. Your next report coming up at 4:44. Jay Phillips, Como News.
Thanks, Jay. And here's the Como forecast with Shannon O'Donnell.
Final day of the work week and the school week, and we're heading into it with a little bit of light rain passing through. Not a big disturbance. We don't need to worry about this one bringing us any more problems with river flooding, and no real gusty wind this time either. Instead, just a little bit of light rain on either side of midnight and into the wee hours of Friday morning. Spotty showers by the afternoon, alternating with some much-needed sun breaks coming on through. Highs on Friday close to 50. In the Como Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Shannon O'Donnell.
Currently 46 degrees with cloudy skies outside the studios of Como News in downtown Seattle. Como News time is 4:35. The current events in the nation's capital seem to have compounded the stress and anxiety so many Americans already feel because of the pandemic. Como's Suzanne Fawn has what one mental health expert is saying about when it's time to get professional help.
Dr. Mylene Duong is a practicing clinical psychologist. She's seen a big demand for help.
The level of calls that I get from people seeking treatment is more than I've ever seen in my entire career.
For some people, the social isolation and the stresses of living with COVID-19 have been a huge factor. And now seeing what's happening in the news is compounding the stress and uncertainty for some people.
We're all feeling very anxious right now because the world is just uncertain. But if you're starting to notice that it's really interfering with your life, like it's causing you to worry too much during the day, you're having trouble falling asleep, or you're seeing conflict and you're moody and you're irritable and you can't be there for your family, those are all signs that it might be worth it to seek out professional help.
Suzanne Fawn, Como News.
Como News time is 4:37. The new projections from the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington show the U.S. COVID-19 death total by May 1st will be roughly the same as April 1st, with Washington deaths up by about 450 to nearly 8,500 by May 1st. Dr. Ali Mokhtad says they're seeing peaks in cases in many states.
The cases will start coming down. Deaths in a couple of weeks will start coming down sharply. It means that in April, May, we will be in a very good position and our summer will be back to normal. So that's the good news.
But Dr. Mokhtad says it depends on vaccines with no major side effects nor made less effective by new mutations and depends on our behavior. The State Health Department and Governor Inslee are coming under fire for the continued slow rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine. Como's Keith Eldridge got the latest from State Secretary of Health, Dr. Umar Shah.
The health department says it's going to start handing out doses for that next group in just a matter of days at a time when it really hasn't been able to keep up with the current group. 624,975 doses delivered, but only 2,160 doses have been administered. That's 32%. And all agree that's way too low.
I'm committed to ensuring that we do things better, we do things right, and we do things quickly. That is my continued commitment.
Now the state says it's going to move to the next phase. It's called phase 1B in the next few days rather than wait until the end of the month. It includes those 70 and older and those 50 and older in intergenerational families.
That's Como's Keith Eldridge reporting. State Senator Brad Hawkins sent Governor Inslee a letter proposing February 1st be designated as School Employee Vaccination Day. Hawkins is the ranking Republican on the Senate Early Learning and K-12 Education Committee. He says anyone who works in education is a critical worker and they need to be protected as soon as possible. When it comes to the COVID-19 vaccine right now, the amount of doses each state gets depends on the population. Numbers from the CDC break down how many people have been vaccinated on the West Coast. If you look at the amount of doses per 100,000 people, Washington State falls second behind Oregon. Nearly 3,000 people out of 100,000 have been given the vaccine. California, of course, falls into third place. Como News time is now 4:39. A King County Council member is demanding improvements after a warning siren failed to go off during a test on the Tolt River Dam Wednesday. A break would flood the city of Carnation in just 90 minutes. Council member Kathy Lambert says the warning system is a critical alert which is tested every Wednesday.
It was the third example of where the Seattle Utilities Department did not do what they were supposed to do.
The dam is owned by the city of Seattle. Last July, a siren went off by mistake, sending people scrambling to evacuate. Lambert is calling for a robocall to alert people about a mistake. Seattle Public Utilities says upgrades to the warning system will be ready sometime next year. Como News Time is now 4:39. Summer is looking better already, with plans set for Seafarer and the return of the Blue Angels. The Navy's fighter jet demonstration team has two new planes, a C-130 Super Hercules in the role of Fat Albert, and the larger and louder Boeing F-18 Super Hornet. Lieutenant Caitlin Foster, also known as Blue Angel No. 8, is celebrating his 75th anniversary by flying new planes at Seafarer.
You know, really, with the new Super Hornet in our demonstration, it now represents the aircraft that most of the Navy fleet is flying, and it's the aircraft that I got to fly while I was in the fleet. So I'm looking forward to getting to show it off to the public.
Tickets just went on sale for Seafarer weekend events, which happen August 6th through the 8th. Como News Time is now 4:40. Time to check the Beacon Plumbing Sports Desk with Como's Art Sanders.
In men's college basketball, Southern California routed Washington 95-68 Thursday night. The Trojans, who are 10-2 overall and 4-1 in the Pac-12, won their fifth in a row overall in their fourth straight league game for the first time since 2018. The Huskies fell to 1-10 overall and 0-6 in league play. Top-ranked Gonzaga beat Pepperdine 95-70 Thursday for its 17th consecutive victory over the last two seasons. College basketball coaches have dropped the traditional game day attire of coats, ties, and dress slacks in favor of polos, quarter zips, and warm-up pants. Trend started over the summer with NBA coaches who went casual during the pandemic. Men's and women's coaches say they're just more comfortable. The only stars at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am this year will be the players. The spike in COVID-19 cases in California has led organizers to cancel the Pro-Am portion of a tournament. Art Sanders, Como News.
Coming up in 3 minutes, another check on traffic. Como News Time is 4:41.